This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Catch Julian Edelman exclusively on WEEI.
WEEI now.
Let's go. Don't miss number 11 each and every Patriots Friday on the Greg Hill Show.
Getting ready for this beautiful Friday before we go out and play a mean green team.
Brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and ultimate day drinking beverage. East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite. And by Zooty, it's Julian Edelman.
I'm doing all right. I miss you.
Every Friday morning on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
My, how the world has changed. Everybody's 6 feet apart and many of us are working from home.
I don't like change.
But any size coffee is still just 99 cents at Cumberland Farms.
I love Cumberland Farms.
Cumberland Farms Coffee. 99 cents any size, hot or iced, plus applicable tax.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, Jackson Lumber and Millwork has all your building materials and supplies in Lawrence, Woburn, Amesbury, Raymond, New Hampshire, and our Kitchen Design Center in North Andover. Online at jacksonlumber.com. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station. This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Subaru of New England, committed to keeping all animals safe and healthy. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. Softly creeping, left it scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone.
Huh? What do you think, Ken? You heard it before? Should it be on the list?
That's the first I've heard that.
What do you think?
I'm waiting for it to kick in with like thrash metal and like. Well,
is that Hello Darkness, that song?
The song is called "The Sound of Silence," but it's that song that you're
talking
about.
I don't like this version of it.
You don't like this?
No, there's another version I like. That I don't like.
Well,
this
you probably like the Simon and Garfunkel version. This is a cover. That's what we're talking about. A cover.
Yeah,
song.
I don't like this version of it.
No, I know you. I understand you don't. I do. It's like on the top of my. It's in the top five for me.
Sorry. No, missed on that one, Greg.
I apologize.
I think Greg is officially tired of Wiggy.
Missed on that one.
I love Wiggy. That's why I got him the primo reservation for this evening for the anniversary. And you better tip.
I'm a great tipper.
We learned, huh?
I am a great tipper.
No, you were loudly proclaiming that you don't tip if the food isn't good.
Well, so, I expect the food to be good.
The food at Mastro's will be extraordinary, right, so, but you better tip well.
I am a great tipper. Great food is good.
20%? 30?
No, I go more than that.
30?
If it's good, great service, I might even go, I go more than that. I never really know exactly what the number is. I might give a 40, 50% tip if it's that
really?
Good. Really? Yeah, if it's if the service is good and everything's right.
Oh, big tipper.
And just bundle up because Greg got you an outdoor table tonight.
That's all that's available.
As long as it's there, heat up.
In the snow. Yeah. Would today be a snow day if this were over?
Delay.
It would be a delay, you think?
Yeah.
Today would have been. But now it's just remote learning, right? Now there's no more snow days. You never have to worry about it. So it's disappointing. It's so depressing that it's snowing like this. Like, I can't take it. Jake is here. So let me just, I want to get to the bottom of this video thing. Our vice president of video service. Who is operating the video services if you are in here?
Absolutely nobody.
Okay, nobody. So
on autopilot.
Jake Scorsese, our vice president of the video feed. I keep getting these texts. This is the new technology moment here on the Greg Hill Show. I keep getting these text messages about commercials interrupting the video broadcast. People are watching on the radio.com app. And Wiggy is talking, and all of a sudden, a commercial break pops in. So, they want to look at Wiggy. Mrs. Wiggins is at home. She wants to watch Wiggy. They want to see Curtis cross-sitting in the production studio. They want to see what Ken Laird is wearing for a do-rag.
Yes.
And so, what is the issue there? Can you explain it to those of us who are neophytes when it comes to technology?
Well, we roll commercials to cut Wiggy's runoff sentences.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we do. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Right. In all honesty, it's something that we can't control. It's Twitch. We recently partnered with Twitch at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Explain this. So you partner with Twitch. And so their commercials are coming up on the radio.com app?
Yeah, so we embedded our Twitch player in the radio.com app and on our website, so everything is running off of Twitch.
Yeah.
So whenever you first open up the stream, no matter what platform you're on, it'll just give you an ad, no matter what. If you're not subscribed to the Boston WEEI channel on Twitch, it'll just give you an ad. That's kind of, you have to like pay to get rid of ads services.
Yeah.
So this is one of those times.
So therefore everybody should subscribe when it comes to Twitch.
Yes. Okay. Everybody should subscribe to Boston WEEI on Twitch to get rid of those ads.
All right. And then you can watch the program.
Okay. You can watch the program uninterrupted.
Okay. So it's like the Snapchat when you're watching things on Snapchat and then all of a sudden commercials pop in.
Yes, an ad pops in. You're watching your news or you're watching your pop culture updates. And then it's like, all right, now I got to watch this ointment cream thing.
Yep. All right.
But it started happening last week, according to everybody. Is that like because that's when the partnership started or something like that? Or?
Well, we partnered at the beginning of the year. Twitch also... It's buggy because it's running. You know, the fact that there aren't more screw ups honestly is flooring to me.
Should I write up some kind of a ticket on this so that
write a complaint. Yes, and we can send in the formal complaint to Twitch. Yes, and we can get it taken care of.
Comment box,
blame pie.
All right. Now, can you also help me work my DVR? I don't know how to do that. And how to get an app on my cell phone. Can you help me with that, too?
I think I could figure that out.
Okay. All right.
I think.
All right.
Yeah, there's a red button on your remote control. It says record. You go to the channel in the show you want to watch. You hit that button.
It's pretty big. Greg has to take his glasses off and squint to look at his remote. And he's like, what's going on?
Or you could just go to Comcast and go record. What's that show you like to watch? Ratchet.
Jeopardy.
No. Record Ratchet. And they'll record it for you.
Well, no. I mean, I'm on, Curtis recommended a new show to me on HBO, which I think episode 2 airs Sunday night, I would assume.
Yep.
Does it?
Undoing is back this weekend, Sunday night, I believe.
It's so great. And it's only one episode in.
So good.
I don't know. Do you think it's the talent that may, like the fact that it's Nicole Kidman or that it's, or is it story for you that you love about it?
The story. It was shocking. That female locker room scene was jarring.
Yeah, it was.
And,
what's it about?
I mean, excellent.
It's about a wealthy group of people who have kids in a private school.
Okay.
And then a student and a family that's in there on scholarship, and there's a murder.
Oh, okay.
And Nicole Kidman is frequently at the gym, and when she's in the locker room, there's a woman who does that thing where she gears down and walks around and stands in your face without any clothes on. You know how that goes.
Yep.
That was you probably. but all right, Jake, thank you. So, thank you very much. So you would, the best way to view the program, you would still say, is the radio.com app, or what would be your recommendation?
My personal recommendation is Twitch itself, okay. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Okay.
And that way you can talk directly to me and a couple of other listeners and viewers of the program. It has a great live chat feature, so you can voice your opinions. You can disagree with anything Ken or Curtis are saying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I would recommend watching it on Twitch.
Can you do something about my chins? Is there something?
We don't have enough filters for that.
Okay, no filters.
You just got to pull your gator up a little higher to hide the second chin. We can get the first one in, yeah.
And should we get Rich in? Speaking of television, should we get Rich in for the crossover because of The Mandalorian? Last night?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fitzy.
Fitzy's a big
deal. Oh, yeah, we should.
Fitzy's the Mandalorian guy.
All right, we should absolutely do that.
So we should get Keith for sure.
Jake, thank you.
Thank you.
Shots fired.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Twitch is the thing we get the most texts about. It's bizarre. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's just because of the commercial interruption, but that's how that goes.
Trump will fix it.
He will? This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, is this Greg? Greg Hill?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I'm in and out of the work truck. I love the show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Getting into the day.
Thank you.
Bruce Springsteen cover. I know you're a big Boss fan.
Yeah.
There's this band called Soccer Mom, I think, or Soccer Mommy. And she does a cover. I think it's that Whatever the Fire song is. But it's a great cover. You know, if you're a big Bruce fan,
okay,
she does a good job.
I will listen to it. Thank you. And thank you for listening while you're in and out of the truck.
Speaking of Springsteen.
Was that real?
I noticed you passed over again, Bruce lighting up the president. It was epic fashion yet again.
I didn't.
You skipped right over it. I had to force it in the last time.
Would you like to play it? Is that what you'd like to do, Ken?
To, yes.
All right. Is he on his Sirius show? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he's on the Sirius show.
Okay. All right, well, let's hear what Bruce said.
Hello and welcome, ghouls, fools, witches, vampires, blood-sucking politicians, zombie denizens of Washington, D.C. It is time for an exorcism in our nation's capital. Welcome to our Halloween/Election Day Monster Mash. This is Volume 14. From my home to yours, titled Farewell to the Thief. In just a few days, we'll be throwing the bums out.
I like it.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Glad we got that in.
Bruce rarely gets political, so that's surprising to me. That's all he does. But I can separate it.
Right.
You can?
I like the guy's music.
Well, your fist clenched.
When's the lady come over? Go shut up and sing.
you want? Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with it. Like that's his opinion.
Listen, I long for a time which wasn't that long ago. I said this the other day when you didn't know who everybody was voting for. Don't you think that the times were happier when it was people's own business who they were voting for, and you didn't know based on Facebook or social media who somebody was voting for?
Literally every other time in recorded history was happier than the world right now.
Yes.
Before cell phones.
But it used to be, if you said, who did you vote for, somebody would say, that's none of your business.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're glorifying the old days. I think politics have always been divisive.
Back in the 1800s. They have been divisive, but there wasn't social media out there to put it on display like it is. Now anybody could just go out there, and as soon as they say one thing about one specific candidate, you know where it is. Like, just like Lil Wayne, right? He takes a picture with Trump, boom, he gets dragged.
Yeah, we heard about that during the Black News at 7:40.
Did have that, at the Fools.
No, it was on the 50s. It was Black News on the 50s.
And I'm sorry, Ken, if there's one thing that Greg is an expert on, it's the old days. So,
well, I'm just telling you, in my parents' day, they didn't tell each other who they voted for.
Right.
That's weird.
Well, there was no Facebook.
What's weird about that?
What kind of an open relationship is that?
Well, because they didn't want to get into it. They were like, you know what? You live in America. Vote for who you want to, and you're not going to be punished, criticized, shamed, ostracized because you vote for somebody.
Yeah,
that's the way it was.
Well, that was before social media, before everything, and now people I think maybe the thing is the difference, Greg, is people now want everybody to know way they lean politically.
No, they want to know because they think they can convince that person to vote the way they do.
Right.
Right. Well, that's why they still want you to know. Hey, and maybe they try to convince you to walk on that side.
It's like the Girl Scouts. You see that they got dragged
for
celebrating another female achievement, another Supreme Court justice. They got they had to erase their any kind of social media message whatsoever for saying, you know. And by the way, the message was Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a part of it. It was about women who have, you know, achieved in their profession the highest of all.
Why would they get dragged for that though?
Because people said that they were being partisan. When it came to a Supreme Court justice,
it really is insanity. You have Amy Coney Barrett who gets nominated. The Girl Scout cookies, Girl Scouts of America, promote it, and then you have Chelsea Handler who is in no trouble at all, and she goes on TV and says, "Kanye or Ice Cube can't
50,
vote
50. Come on now, come on, get it right.
Sorry,
see, this is why we have BN on the 40s.
Mr. 50 cannot vote for Trump because he's black. A white person said
this
that.
This texter is right. We need some kind of a mass alien attack in order to absolve all the controversy over politics so we can all join together and fight the aliens.
Yeah, but there would still be, you know, there would still be politics involved in that.
You think liberals would work with Republicans or aliens? They would choose the aliens.
Right. Should we take them as hostages and see if we can probe their brains? Oh, should we just kill them? Forget about it, Greg. It'd be...
This is Jimbo. Hello, Jimbo.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
I just wanted to say, going to school in the 90s, I went to the Methuen Public Schools, and I remember being taught as a kid, like the third or fourth grade, that it was rude to talk about who you were voting for or to ask who somebody else is voting for. And
yeah.
I don't know what happened to the world, but I think it was definitely a better time back in the 90s.
Yeah, I just think it was different. I don't know. You can make your determination about whether it was better or not, but... you kept that to yourselves.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
There was a different era, Greg. Now you bring it up and forget about it. There's riots in the street.
Well, now you have to ask, is it Belichick or Brady?
All right, we got to get to Cannon. What is trending this morning?
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
You may make excuses why not to lose weight, but... there are 10 times the reasons to drop weight. Let your excuses and your weight go with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Speaking of Belichick, just met the press. Two pretty interesting comments from Bill. First on Julian Edelman. He doesn't usually talk about injuries. This one he does a little bit, Greg, a little bit out of character for him. Here's the Q&A.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the return goes. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is a season-ending situation. We'll see. I'm not a doctor. We'll see how it goes here. Hopefully he'll be back. I know he, you know, has worked awfully hard, and you know, nobody's more competitive than Julian is, so he'll do everything he can to be back out there, and we'll just take it day by day and the process and, you know, see how it goes.
Shots fired.
You think that is?
Oh, yeah. He could be playing. Because wasn't there reports like this was Julian's decision to get this thing done?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's like, you know, he should be back, I guess, right? Why isn't he playing this Sunday? We could use him.
Well, if you're selling a used car, you don't talk about how bad the tires are.
That is a good point.
A couple of trade deadline questions. Here is the second part. He was asked directly, if they lose to the Bills, will you be sellers? Here's Bill.
If I could follow Phil's question, and I'm not being glib at all here, Bill. I think the question is, if you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
Three, four... 5, 6.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
What a flaming dink.
Wow. Bill.
Oh, it seems like he has a lot of opinions on talk radio.
Yeah. I think he'd like to say some things. There's a forum where he could do that. He's on every week.
Do you think he's got a file on Curtis in the office?
I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I'm sure he knows everybody in the media.
He's in Burr's black book.
Yes, he is. N'Keal Harry out second straight practice along with Edelman, of course, so the wide receiver depth chart is thin. But Wiggy is spinning it as game of the year. Listen to NFL Sunday starting at 9. Heat for you and Keith get you ready for the Bills and the Patriots. Bills lose this game. Epic choke by Buffalo, right?
And
a lot of pressure on them.
Coaching job by Belichick if he's able to pull this one off. Hand him the crown as greatest coach of all sports. You pull this thing off.
And what if BC pulls the upset without Trevor Lawrence? Clemson.
Wow.
They were 31.5-point underdogs. Off the board. We'll have it at noon on WEI tomorrow. And then your postgame with Fitzy and Laird. Good postgame show.
And earlier you mentioned the passing of Travis Roy.
Yes. Bill addressed that as well today, too, but very sad.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you haven't had a chance to see the E60 on him, I highly recommend it. The extraordinary man and took an awful situation and turned it into making lives better in hundreds of cases. And I just was so impressed every opportunity I had to interact with him because I don't know that I'd be able to do the same thing.
Right.
So really, and it's such a sad thing and we lost him too early. So
the Travis Roy Foundation has raised more than $9 million. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Oh, man.
Would that
Curtis
be great?
Will come in if the Bills, if the Pats win on Sunday and then Brady puts up a stinker.
He won't be in here on Tuesday.
Nope. He'll start coughing.
Okay, well, let's live in reality. Neither of those things will happen. So,
I mean, you're talking about a Bills team that struggled with the Jets.
Yeah, we're talking about a Patriots team that looked like they were a Division III football team taking on the 49ers at home.
Called the COVID fog?
Yes, COVID fog.
I'm just telling you, you never give up on the man. I you know, maybe after this week if you can start dancing on his grave, but
it's not his grave, it's that you can shut the door on who was the key to the dynasty.
No, it's a bunch of bitter bobs like Rex Ryan, Asante Samuel,
Bart Scott, Shannon
Chow, who have been waiting for this moment for a long time.
It's bitter Bill that has never treated the media with any respect. So, now they're happy.
Oh, now we're getting to the root of your real problem, is that he doesn't treat you with respect.
Not me. I've never asked the guy a question. I'm talking about that reporter who he just shut down for 10 seconds for asking a simple question.
I will say this, that come Monday, there'll be a huge smile on my face because I think Bill's going to pull it off.
You do?
He's backed in a corner. He's like a pit bull backed in a corner who hasn't ate in weeks, and you're dangling a steak in front of him.
I mean, and I'm not making this political.
The au jus sauce.
No, go ahead. What?
I'm not. Donald Trump has called the media the fake news media since he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
So when he loses, there are many people in the media that will celebrate his demise.
They've been trying to bring on his demise since the get-go.
Right, but I'm saying from their perspective, they're going to celebrate his demise. Well, there's a lot of reporters and media people across the country that Belichick is treating like
crap. These are football people who got their asses handed to them, who now finally have a chance to dance on the guy's grave.
Right.
I mean, was he? How did he shut down that reporter? I mean, I thought it was an attack on. Do you think he was rude to that reporter?
No.
Let's listen to it.
All right, we can listen to it again.
If I could follow Phil's question, and I'm not being glib at all here, Bill, I think the question is, if you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
What an ass.
Well, I don't think he wanted to kind of go down the whole talk radio
You can answer a question by saying nothing and not being a total douche about it. I mean,
I don't know why she needed to make it about talk radio if she didn't include talk radio in the question.
Right,
if you lose this weekend,
are you going to be sellers?
Is there a fire sale? Are you going to be sellers? Why? I mean, that's the question.
No, you'll
talk
get
radio.
The,
that's really a
You'll get the long OMF pause, and yeah. he probably won't answer that question.
Right.
But
right.
Speaking of political, are we going to get a new letter? This was the weekend that Belichick sent Trump a letter.
I don't think he's got time for that, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
He's got something good.
Biggest game of his coaching
career. He's a big Trump guy, though. Right.
Hello, Justin.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to call in because I heard you guys mention Travis Roy.
Yes.
I actually knew Travis Roy. I first met him when I'm a quadriplegic myself, and I first met him when he came to visit me in the hospital. And he was really a great guy. He came to, like I said, visit me in the hospital. He came to a couple of my fundraisers. I personally, got money from his foundation. And he was just a really great guy, and I appreciate you guys mentioning him. He did a lot for the spinal cord injury community.
Yeah. Well, Ken, his foundation, $9 million that they've
incredible.
Given?
Incredible, yes.
I mean, yeah, $9 million. Yeah, when I first came home, I got a grant from his foundation to help set up a voice system in my room. I got one about a year ago to add something to my car. He did a lot for a lot of different people.
Well, that's amazing. And as I said earlier, it's so inspiring. Something like that happens to him, happens to you, and you guys overcome it. So. Great on you too, Justin. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Right. Thank you for mentioning it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Right. Amazing story. And he overcame, and there was complications from a surgery that he passed away from. Is that what it was?
Yeah. That is one of those Boston, like I remember where I was when Reggie Lewis died. And I remember seeing, I think it was Joe Shortsleeve on the WBZ Nightly News reporting on it, and he like broke down in tears. I was a kid. I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people who were playing hockey at the time, right. whether it's youth or high school or whatever, were like, well, one of those things that happens that you go into the boards in the wrong direction. 11 right. seconds. You only get to play 11 seconds of his college hockey career.
Yeah, I think I was in high school.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
So, first off, I want to shed some light into your hologram question for the Kardashians.
Yes.
I can tell you exactly how much it costs to make. You're
yes.
looking at around $2 million. As far as the voice goes, it depends on how long that you have. If you have a two-minute hologram, a three-minute hologram, that's all audio engineering and can be done by previous snippets of their voice.
Yeah.
So you're looking at probably, for what he had, around $3.5 million.
Wow. So Kanye spent $3.5 million to buy Kim that Robert Kardashian hologram for her birthday.
Absolutely, right around there. Unless he put in some advertisement plugs for the people who created it. The first time it was ever used was with Tupac.
Yep.
On stage, and at that time the technology was around $10 million.
Wow.
So that's what the Tupac hologram cost.
Yeah.
Secondly, as far as voting goes, I work heavily with a R&B group, a major R&B group, and I can tell you this much. Some of them support Trump, and some of them support Biden. Nobody will tell you who they're voting for publicly, though, because they sell Black Lives Matter merchandise in their store. With that being said, it's bad for business to talk about who you're voting for. Never mind, like, anything else about it's rude to say it, we were taught not to talk about it. It's just bad for business.
Yeah.
If you're interested in making money, don't talk about it.
Yeah, Mike's right.
It's probably the easiest thing I could tell you in regards to that. And, I want to see everybody make money during COVID, and they're shooting themselves in the foot, especially a lot of these business owners. You've got to take the signs down. You've got to do all that stuff, man.
Any of those guys voting for Kanye?
No, none of them are voting for Kanye, but I have met Kanye, and I can tell you this much. He is a brilliant individual. He just doesn't want to be judged. He was one of the nicest people I have ever met.
Hmm. All right.
Kanye West gets it.
You can't do it. Don't do it. Black Twitter will come for you.
All right, this week's Putnam Investment Player Spotlight is on Jacoby Myers. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
Jacoby Myers.
It's got to be.
He's got to have gotta, a.
Got to have a big game.
Yeah, I think, you know, in big game would be 5 or 6 catches because I don't think they'll throw the ball a lot because of the weather if there is that swirling wind. And it's about Cam B just being better with the football. And I think he's going to have a good game. I'm not going to say he's going to throw for 300 yards, but I think he's going to have an efficient game. And Bill knows. He knows this is it.
When it comes to Edelman not being there,
mm-hmm.
I know everybody's been looking at that and going, why isn't Edelman more involved in the offense? But without having him there,
yep.
Does that create an issue
nope.
for that offense?
This is just like he told Wes Welker about the story about Wally Pipp. He's probably telling Julian the same thing. And there's a kid by the name of Gunner, fits the criteria,
mm-hmm.
short, white, slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Gunner's probably going to have 6 or 7 catches. We'll be talking about Gunner from here on.
How do you say his last name?
All right.
Gunner, I don't know his last name.
Olszewski? No,
right.
No, you got to get
pretty
the
good.
F in there.
Olszewski. Olszewski.
Is
it Oslowski? Oslowski? Well, there's a couple of them. There's Dan Oslowski.
Pronouncing names, not Wiggy's thing.
There's a couple of them. Dan Orlovsky.
Listen, Wiggins is nice and easy. You've got Gail Godot. You're getting on me about messing up that type of last name when people call me Jerome. Bam out of Jayu.
That is true. All right, on Monday's show, Boomer Esiason will join us at 7, and Cam Newton, your quarterback, will join us at 9:30. That is Monday. We'll be back with the crossover next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Hello, Nick.
This is the way.
I should say, happy Halloween, Greg. How are you?
All right. Did you tell me that you've seen The Mandalorian Season 2 debut?
Damn it. I set my alarm for 6 a.m. so I could sneak downstairs, dad style, and watch it before everyone woke up. Wouldn't you know, the alarm woke up all the kids, and my wife stuck me with them all morning.
Oh.
And I did everything I could. I built my entire morning out of treating myself and going spoiler free, so I haven't yet.
You haven't?
Greg, it's killing me. It's the only new show, and you know it's my favorite of all time.
You have been anticipating this season for months.
Well, This Is Us is back.
Stay off social media then. You don't want no spoilers.
No spoilers. I want things I don't want today. Talk about the Bills winning, scrubs, spoilers.
Okay.
I want none of any of them.
Well, Wiggy seems to think that the Patriots are all set, that this is going to be a win on Sunday.
All set? By the way, my favorite tweet from the at Greg Hill Show account by far is yesterday's breaking. At JWiggs85 says Belichick is coaching for his career Sunday.
He is. I'm telling you, in 10 years, this will be his defining moment. When he's at his Hall of Fame induction speech, this will be the defining moment.
Gentlemen, this shall be our finest hour.
Because
it was not when I identified the slant by Ricardo Lockett and Russell Wilson.
No, because
it wasn't my Hall of Fame game plan when the Giants defeated the Bills.
Because he always had Brady. If he loses, you know what happens? How many wins do they end up?
They go to 2-5.
But they'll end up this season with 4 wins. It's going to take him 8 to 10 years to even get close to catch Don Shula. He'll end up retiring, and then without catching Shula, and everybody will point back to the game that he wasn't able to beat Buffalo to change the season.
But 8 to 10 years to catch Shula.
This game will have its own Hall of Fame display.
How many games is he behind him?
41, 42 maybe.
All right, so if you're winning 4 games a year, how many years it's going to take you to get to?
It'll take another 10.
It would take
exactly.
another 10.
That's the math.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the math.
I was promised now, there'd be no math in the program this morning.
tell me about tomorrow. Oof. And are the kids trick or treating? What are the rules in Newton? Are you allowed to hand out candy, or like, are you going to a rogue illegal party? Like,
we have searched high and low. I cannot figure out what the rules are in town. You're not supposed, like, it's supposed to be a contact free thing. People are creating like shoots, like they're literally are like
catapults.
Candy shoots. There's candy moats. Just all these crazy devices. You saw that video of like the roaming candy bot, right?
Yeah.
The one that was like
you mean the Reese's?
Hello.
Machine.
I am Reese's bot. There is nothing creepy about grabbing peanut butter from my midsection.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy. That's almost as creepy as that. What do you think? Did you think that the
tongs?
The Robert Kardashian hologram was creepy. The gift that Kanye gave to Kim. Have you seen?
No.
You haven't.
It's pretty cool.
No, I thought that the sneak preview of the episode where this time Chloe's got the corona. It's keeping up with the Kardashians tonight on the E Network.
Yeah, no, you got to check it out. It's interesting. It's really interesting.
Been binging a lot of horror movies this week.
You have?
Yes, getting in the spirit of things. Scariest movies I've seen this week. The new Halloween. I saw Halloween 2018. Not bad.
Well, okay. Is that the one?
That's the new one.
That's the your boy from Eastbound and Down.
That's right. Where he co-wrote that movie.
And that's not the year 2018. It's because there's 2018 of them that they've done. Right?
That was a good one.
Greg's going to dunk on him today. Nice. Well, is that part of your tight five?
I don't know if you saw the trailer for Halloween, the sequel to that.
Yep.
They've already have that because there's two more.
But yep, there's going to be two more. Michael Myers has died 7 times. There's still 2 more Halloweens. I saw The Witch, which a lot of people have on best horror movies of the decade, if not century. Atmospheric, good, very good, minimalistic, creepy.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched the All-22 from Sunday.
That one was scary.
Give him a rip shot. He's been working on that for three days.
That was a long build up there.
It was about 7 o'clock this morning. I was scrubbing pans in the kitchen. I was like, I'll kill with the All-22 line.
All right.
I'll kill
We got to go, but what are you guys doing today?
Big show today. We've got one of the McCourties. I'm not sure if it's twin number one or twin number two on the program today. We're going to get you ready for Halloween, ranking the top horror movies of all time. Of course, we got Michael Irvin at 12:30, and Chris Scheim gets on a Halloween heater with a terrifying edition of Free Money at 1:30 p.m.
Candyman, number one on my Halloween horror movies of all time.
Halloween.
Part Harlem, part Halloween, all
Wiggy. Watch it when you're high, too. Okay. Woo! Okay. You'll be in the bathroom.
All right, Wiggy, happy anniversary to you and Mrs.
Yes,
Wiggins.
We will be celebrating tonight.
Love wins, and hopefully the Patriots too, yes. Greg.
Enjoy Mastros.
Thank you, Gregory.
Tell us all
Thank
about it.
Thank you for the hookup. Greg Hill hooked me up at Mastros. Yes.
All right. These are public areas.
We have to go. I will be listening.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Dale and Keefe is next. We'll be back on Monday with Boomer Esiason at 7 and Cam Newton at 9:30.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.